opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions, LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
Absolutely, and we want everybody to be aware that we have to get out there and work for our country. Our country is in a crisis because we have some people who are not hiding their socialism, which is good, and socialism we are not going to accept. We were born free and we're going to remain free. America's not a socialistic country because socialists don't even have good relations with their people. You know, it's like you're slaves, et cetera, et cetera. So help us in this fight to keep America on the path that we're going to make us great again. You know, we were up here. Oh, here's another friend. Al, would you please say a few words? We are on our radio program, Our Urban Story.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is Hal Shurtleff from Camp Constitution, and I'm very pleased to be here at this 603 Alliance Summit. It's always good to see you again. You're always coming up here, getting into trouble here. Yeah, and Barbara, you are such a hit. People just love you. Wherever you go, we had you at camp last year, and you just like a 10 or 15 minute speech, but people are still talking about it. And but our job is to we're not so much political as we're trying to create a climate where liberty people can get elected.
Right.
And that's the problem, especially in the Northeast. People will vote for the socialists, for the Marxists. But this is a great, this is just a great program. There's some incredible speakers here. And it's always good to network with people. And what we do, we run a week-long family camp, among other things. And most of your listeners are in the New Jersey, New York area.
That's true.
Well, we're not too far away. Pittsfield, Massachusetts is not that far away, the Berkshires. In fact, we're 45 minutes from Albany. And if you're interested in either sending your children, a grandchildren, or the whole family, we love families because they're built in, the parents are built in counselors. And July 28th to August 3rd is the camp, and we have a great lineup as we do every year. We actually have a British lord who just loves America. You got a chance to meet him last year. And a very, very charming, distinguished man, and he's knowledgeable. We have one of the world's top climate realist, Professor Willie Soon, who came here as a 14-year-old boy, and I said to him, why didn't you go back? He said, are you out of your mind? Why would I do that? he's a Chinese man from Malaysia. In Malaysia, he says Chinese people are second-class citizens.
Absolutely.
You know, they don't treat them too well. And so he came over here, and you know, he's a very humble. He comes with his whole family, too, and he's a great family man, and we have a number of other speakers. Actually, this young man, Josh Moore, who spoke earlier today, he's got a group. I'm trying to think of the name of the group here. The Patriot Initiative. He's 28 years. He actually served two terms in the New Hampshire House. Very motivational guy. We have a lady, Milana Chastian, whom you met, I think, last year. She's with the Daughters of Liberty. So visit our website, campconstitution.net, our YouTube channel. Go to our YouTube channel and put in Barbara from Harlem, and you'll hear a few interviews we did on the radio and the interview of your presentation at camp and some others. And so thank you for giving me the time.
All right.
Yeah, God bless you, lady.
God bless. And I mean, I'll say some interesting people. This is really a beautiful trip. And some beautiful people. And, you know, it makes a difference when people's eyes are open to the fact that we live in the greatest country that God has ever put his hand to making and forming. And we need to appreciate that fact and do everything we can to maintain America as the great republic that it is.
Thank you, Barbara. So, again, we're at 603 Alliance here in Nashua, New Hampshire. We're going to be periodically interviewing people who are here. You're going to be hearing some special guests. But in the meantime, I just want to comment on Ilhan Omar's comment that 9/11 was something that someone did to some people. Barbara, what are your thoughts on Ilhan Omar, whom you call ill?
Yes, I do call her ill because she is totally ill. She's from the dark side of illness. because that was almost 3,000 people that were killed. But we have to remember her culture and what she worships. They delight in murdering those who are not followers of Allah. They delight in it. And even they kill some of them who do follow Allah. You know, if you cross certain boundaries, you can be beheaded, you can be drowned, etc. So she comes from a different culture that's a culture of darkness. My biggest thing is someone like her who came here as a refugee, and we extended a branch, an olive leaf to her. And what she's doing is giving us bitter herbs, bitter herbs. She does not like America. She should not be in our government. She definitely does not like Israel. Because when you are against the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and you worship a foreign God, you're not going to like people who do not, you know, participate in what you believe in. And that's sad for America, but we will survive her.
Absolutely. You know, as you were saying, Barbara, Ilhan Omar came from Somalia, one of the poorest countries in the world, and she was educated here in the United States. And for her to be so anti-Semitic, anti-American, that is absolutely unacceptable. So we're here in New Hampshire. We're meeting a lot of exciting people. They will be coming to the microphone. My cell phone today is a microphone because we're on the road. And we will be on the road next week, and we thank our producer for accommodating us at ddvradio.com. A lot of exciting speakers here, here in New Hampshire. So we're selling books. Barbara is selling her now famous book, Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations. She gave a speech earlier today. It will be posted on Twitter, Facebook, maybe Instagram. Instagram is owned by Facebook, so we'll see how that goes. But we're grateful to be here. But back to politics. Donald Trump, I love this guy. You know, the Democrats say they want illegal aliens to come into this country. No vetting, no checking whether or not they're criminals.
And exposing.
And exposing, exactly.
Yeah.
So those who snuck into this country illegally, the president said, well, why don't we put them in sanctuary cities since you love illegal aliens so much? And I just say Donald Trump's strategy is just absolutely brilliant, although he may have just been joking. But it put the Democrats on notice, if they didn't realize it before, that Donald Trump is not your average Republican.
And we have someone standing right here at the table who is one of the organizers of the 603 Alliance. Ms. Fran, would you please say a few words to our listening audience?
Hello. I just want to tell you I are so glad to have Barbara here. She was with us 4 years ago when we launched our 603 Alliance efforts, and the crowd was inspired by Barbara's message and his rumblings about wanting to get her back to some local committee stuff.
Thank you. Thank you, and thank you for your kind remarks.
Thank you. You know, we're so grateful for all of you for listening in. And like I said, we're going to be on the road this Saturday. We're on the road. And next Saturday, we'll be in Weymouth, Massachusetts. And so you won't be able to call in, and we apologize for that. But we're traveling in support of just waking people up. Barbara's book, Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations, is about waking people up, waking specifically black people up, who have been brainwashed to believe Democrats and Democrats only. In fact, black people have been brainwashed so badly that they associate Republicans with racism. And nothing could be farther from the truth. There are Democrats who are racist. In fact, the KKK, the Ku Klux Klan, came out of the Democratic Party. So there's a lot of history of racism in the Democratic Party that a lot of black people do not know about. And what Barbara's book is trying to do is wake up African Americans. But just going back to politics and Trump's proposal, which I think President Trump was kidding with the Democrats, if they love illegal aliens so much, why would they object to illegal aliens being put in their sanctuary cities? Why would they object to it? If they love illegal aliens so much, they're willing to risk the safety of Americans for illegal aliens. So I think President Trump is just, he's giving it back to them, giving it back to Nancy Pelosi. And speaking of Nancy Pelosi, why does she insist that Ilhan Omar be on the House Foreign Affairs Committee? Why? Nancy Pelosi has not said that Ilhan Omar has a history of as a degree in international affairs, worked at the United Nations, and has this background in international affairs. No, that's, none of that is what's happening. So I'm concerned that someone has paid off Nancy Pelosi or they're holding something over her head. Representative Ilhan Omar is a freshman to the Congress. This is her first term. Why was she put on such a sensitive committee, the House Foreign Affairs Committee? If she hates Israel so much, why is she on a committee that would give her potentially intelligence and sensitive information about Israel? Why won't Nancy Pelosi remove her from this very critical post? Who is threatening Nancy Pelosi? Has Nancy Pelosi been paid off? That's the concern that many of us have about the situation. Why aren't the Democrats taking Ilhan Omar's anti-Semitism, anti-Americanism seriously? And this is one of the things that we are discussing today, because the Democrats have not taken Ilhan Omar's anti-Semitism seriously, and it has infected the Democratic Party. Your thoughts, Barbara?
Well, she's just adding to the infection, because I think it's been infected for quite a while with all of this infanticide and things of that nature. But she's coming out against Israel, against the United States. She really shouldn't even be here. She really should not be here, because she's so full of hatred and she's so indoctrinated in the culture of darkness. And definitely she shouldn't be serving on any committee. But Nancy Pelosi put her there, and we'll see if Nancy Pelosi removes her, although she may not, because someone may have told her to put her there deliberately.
Exactly.
Someone like George Soros. We don't know the details, but it's a disgrace for America to have someone like that. And the other one, Toshika
Rashida.
I call her Rash. You know, I just shorten everything, because, you know, they are rash, and they're rude to be in a country. And she's trying to play a race card.
Exactly. Yes.
You know, the race card, you know, they want to play it because the Democrats play that card. But the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendment, that was for my forefathers and foremothers, not for some foreigner.
Absolutely. Between Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Rashida Tlaib, and Ilhan Omar, we have three freshman congresswomen who have been disrespecting America, disrespecting Israel, disrespecting and targeting Jews like Stephen Miller, who advises President Trump. That is unacceptable. And Ilhan Omar has been spoken to by Nancy Pelosi and others, and she refuses to change because it's embedded in her. It's embedded in her. And before I forget, I want to give a shout out to Candace Owens, who stood up to Ted Lieu and stood up to Gerald Nadler in the House. Candace was very articulate. She stood her ground when Ted Lieu tried to misrepresent what Candace said about Adolf Hitler. I applaud the fact that Candace put Representative Ted Lieu in his place. And she's right. Candace is absolutely right. The Democrats believe that black people are stupid. And that's sad, but it's true. And too many black people have played into that by perpetuating and believing that we are victims. We're perpetuating victimhood. So the Democrats act as though they're our savior. Our savior is supposed to be our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You know, black people, and I'm black myself, we like to say, I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. Well, if we believe that, then why do we act like it? Why are we so dependent on the government? It's one thing if we lose our job and we need temporary assistance, but to wrap our whole lives into the government, Section 8, food stamps, this or that, that's not what this country is about. Black people need to be encouraged to use their gifts and their talents and not just depend on the government. And that's what conservatism is about. That's what drew me to the conservative movement. And I just want to get Barbara. She's signing, autographing books, and she's busy. But I want to get her take on the situation about dependency. You know, Barbara, I'm talking about Black people being so dependent on the government. You know, we say in church, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Why don't a lot of Black people act like, why are we so dependent on the government?
Because unfortunately we've been brainwashed. And another unfortunate thing is that so many of us are being born into fractured homes. We don't have a father and mother socializing us properly. So we're just being thrown into school, and you, under the influence of many liberal instructors, because our educational system has been infected. So therefore, you know, they're brainwashed. Brainwashing the thinking that they cannot pursue their own happiness. And the ones who are brainwashing them want them to forget that they are endowed by their creator. Because those who are instructing them to, you know, be dependent on government don't want to acknowledge the creator. And our forefathers, we are endowed by our creator. That means God. They want to eliminate God and tell you and tell Black people that we are your savior. You need us. Vote for us so we can get you affordable housing. Vote for us and you'll get a free telephone. Freebies. Now they're talking about paying Black people for slavery. And they never even picked a piece of cotton.
Right, exactly.
That makes no sense. But you know what? The bottom line is, God allows slavery. And Black people always say God is good all the time. So does God owe the Black people some money too?
Exactly.
Now that's something I would like to ask them.
You know, Barbara, I want to quote from your book, Chapter 11, Church Going Progressive. Very quickly, many Black churches have become mouthpieces for Democrats. Pastors feed parishioners a false narrative by weaving it through the Word of God, just like subliminal advertising designed to shape, mold, and keep the herd in place. And Barbara, your point is very serious, but it's very true, that Black churches, and you've witnessed this, have become mouthpieces for the Democrats. Can you just share a story with us?
As an ordained minister, I travel and visit many churches, and I've seen over and over and over again Democratic candidates in pulpits doing the worship service. One in particular was Hillary Clinton when she was running for the Senate. Charlie Rangel, and then all of them in the pulpit in their churches throughout the Black community, and giving the Democratic message of vote for the Democrats, vote for the Democrats. Color communism and common sense.
Have you talked about this book?
No. This is Mr. Howe talking to me about a book that it's probably very interesting, because everything that I've gotten from Camp Constitution is an education. But, you know, it's sad how they've invaded the churches. And you know, when the midterms were coming up, and I saw on YouTube that Beto went and to Black churches, and they were amen and hallelujah, and the man was talking things that were insane. And he is a liberal. He is one of those who say kill the babies, and he's in a Black church, and they're saying amen.
Barbara, this is one of the dilemmas in the Black community, because we've lost our focus. Our focus really should be on God. And I actually believe that Black people are in the wilderness. And I know I've said this on previous broadcasts, but we are in the proverbial wilderness because we have strayed from the Word of God. And this is very important. You know, in the Bible, those Bible stories are there to teach us. They're not just great stories and historical events. When the people of Israel obeyed God, they were successful. But when they disobeyed God, they lost. Black people have unchained themselves, if you will, from the word of God, from the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who gave us Yeshua, or as we call him, Jesus. I want to read an excerpt from Barbara's book. And I know we just have 4 minutes before break, but I think this is important. And Barbara wrote this. I was a liberal by default. I asked no questions. I had no answers. I just pulled the lever to vote for Democrats, as was expected of me. Most of my fellow Black Americans do not fully understand what the term liberal, quote-unquote, means, or who or what they are voting for. They don't realize how harmful those liberal policies are to our freedoms and liberties as Americans. And I want to quote some more from Barbara's book. It's a little noisy because we're at a convention center here in New Hampshire, a very important convention here in New Hampshire. We're meeting a lot of good and interesting people. So I have to periodically walk away to get a little quiet, but we're back at the book signing table. Very busy. So there's so much more that Barbara and I will talk about. And Barbara, I'm quoting from your book, the back of your book, about that you were liberal by default. And we have about 3 minutes until break.
Well, when I say I was liberal by default, I just followed what everybody else did. I followed the group. That's why when I became 21, I became a Democrat. And, you know, I mean, it's shameful. But as I started getting more into the Word of God, I realized that I couldn't serve God and remain a loyal Democrat. I'm here with my friend Joan. She lives in Boston. She came up here, and I want her to have a few words, please.
I have had the most wonderful time today at the 603 Alliance, and we were lucky enough to have Barbara from Harlem speak with us. She is wonderful. I bought her book 6 months ago, and she is one of the most motivational speakers that I ever saw. She's wonderful. And the other speakers, they're just as good, but she is two steps above.
Thank you. This is my friend Joan. And I know we're going to have to say bye-bye soon, but don't forget, our Urban Story is with you on Saturdays from 3 until 4, and we appreciate you listening. Ms. Diamond?
Yes, sorry. Hi, we are headed to break. And we'll be back on the other side of the break. Thank you for tuning into our Urban Story. Thank you.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue, featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your
your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are Blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com. And now, back to the program. DDVRadio.com.
And we're back. Thank you, our producer there in New Jersey, accommodating us, Robbie. We greatly appreciate it. I'm sorry. Yes, yeah. Yeah. Okay. No problem. No problem. So we're at the convention setting or center. We talked to the guys, did the video. So we're interviewing some people here. And one of the people that we're going to interview, his name is
Josh.
Josh, tell us about your organization, Josh.
Yeah, so the Patriot Initiative, we're a 501c3 nonprofit. We're new and up and coming, and I'm a former state rep. And our goal is to restore culture and government. So by bringing cultural discussions to college campuses, we want to begin to inspire young people to believe in the Constitution, the Declaration, the original intent of our founding fathers, and get them elected to public office.
Now, how can people contact you and find out about your organization?
Yeah, it's thepatriotinitiativeusa.org, and I'm on Facebook. We're on Twitter and whatnot. So, yeah, contact that way.
Okay, patriotinitiative.org.
ThePatriotInitiativeUSA.org.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. So I'm over here, Act for America, and I'd like to speak to Scott. This is Bridget Gabriel's organization, which I absolutely love, and I will purchase a book. Scott, can you just give us a minute or two about ACT? Tell us a little bit more about it, please.
ACT is the largest grassroots organization for national security and immigration. As you may all well know, the Brigitte's a survivor of Islamic terror from Lebanon. They used to be primarily a Christian nation until Hezbollah and Hamas moved in. And now she's here warning us that the same could happen here if we don't wake up and get our heads out of the sand. So I'm here promoting. She's coming July 11th here in Nashville, and I'm here promoting her visit.
Excellent. Thank you, Scott. We greatly appreciate it. And Scott purchased one of Barbara's books. And Brigitte Gabriel's book is entitled Rise, Intensive Male Christian Values and Freedom. And again, she will be here in Nashua, New Hampshire, where we are, July 11th, 2019, at the Radisson Hotel, 11 Tara Boulevard in Nashua, New Hampshire. So I'm going to get a flyer, and I'll post her information as well. Thank you, Scott. Greatly appreciate it. Greatly appreciate it. So we're going into another room and visiting other vendors and see what they're doing. We're going to visit now Trevor Loudon, who has done a dynamic movie called The Enemies Within, discussing about the
threat of Islam, radical Islam. And he's also written a book. And I want to, his book is called Burn This Book. And this is regarding what Keith Ellison doesn't want you to know, a radical Marxist Islamist, his associations and agenda. Hi, Trevor. My name is Bebe Diamond, and we're from Urban. We're doing a radio program right now. So we'd like for you to take maybe 30 seconds to tell us about your movie, if you don't mind, please.
Look, I'm doing a movie called Enemies Within the Church. And our thesis is that Marxist, communist, general tyrants have infiltrated for many years the mainstream Protestant churches. They now have control over a large chunk of the Catholic Church through the Marxist Pope Francis. But what the horrible thing is, they are now deeply infiltrating the evangelical churches and the Baptist churches. And if we lose them, we lose America. So, you know, Andrew Breitbart used to have a great saying. He would say that politics is downstream from culture, but culture is downstream from religion.
Wow.
The religion shapes the culture shapes the politics. So if America is to be saved, Christianity has to be purified. You know, the Marxists have to be driven out of the churches. And we're going to make this movie, and it'll shock a lot of Christians. Because you've got Christians going to church every Sunday thinking they're doing the Lord's work, and they're basically their pastor is leading them into Marxism. You know, social justice, critical race theory, it's all about global warming. You don't go to church very often these days and hear a sermon about sin or redemption or repentance or any of that stuff. You don't go to church and hear a sermon that makes you actually squirm and think he's talking about me here, you know. And well, I got to sort my life out.
Right.
You hear all about total love, forgiveness. You do whatever you like, as long as you vote Democrat, as long as you go and you stand against white privilege and critical race theory and global warming and welcoming illegal immigrants into the country. All of these things. These are all Marxist concepts.
Wow.
And they're being preached in the churches of this country every Sunday.
Wow, thank you, Mr. Loudon. This is Our Urban Story. We're in Nashua, New Hampshire. And Mr. Loudon has done a movie, Trevor Loudon, Enemies Within, and a book I just mentioned earlier, Burn This Book. And what you're saying is very important. Barbara from Harlem has that noted in her book in Chapter 11. And we'd like to, if you'd like for us to participate, because we've seen that in the black church, where they are preaching what you're saying. They're not preaching repentance. They're not preaching any of that. They want you to feel good. It's a feel-good theology, which is not reflective of the Word of God.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Yes, it's all feel-good. You know, you go and listen to music. You hear a bit of Marxism. You put a bit of money in the plate. You think you're on the way to salvation.
Exactly.
And they are leading millions of people astray, and they've targeted the black churches because they want people to vote Democrat.
Yes.
You know, and so I'm happy to talk about that any time, and because it's a horrific situation. The churches are the bedrock of America, and so the left have understood for a long time you can't take America down from outside. So what are you going to do if you want to destroy America? You've got to twist and pervert American Christianity, make the people into revolutionaries, and preach them revolution from the pulpit, and then you can bring this country down.
Wow, what you said is very, very, very powerful, and I take that to heart. And if there's anything we can do to help you, in fact, I want to see one of your books. I'll come back and purchase it because I think that's critically important.
Well, please give me a call. I've seen you guys speak before. So please give me your contact details, I'd love to talk to you about it further.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Mr. Loudon. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I'm walking around the convention center talking to different participants. Some of the people in here, the 603 Alliance, which is very important. In fact, this is one of the places where President Trump, when he was serious about running for president, where he came. Barbara, you know, Trevor Loudon was talking about how the black churches are being manipulated. They don't preach about sin anymore. They don't preach about repentance. It's about feel good, do what you like. Welcome illegal immigrants. And it's about Marxism. They're trying to infiltrate the black churches with Marxism. I think you point that out in Chapter 11 of your book as well.
And that's absolutely correct. You know, I was sitting in a black church, and the preacher was preaching that we're no longer under the law. Now, he didn't say, you know, the customary custom of the laws of that custom during that time. What he was saying, basically, is that you can live like hell and still go to heaven. They don't talk about repentance. They don't talk about marriage, the sanctity of marriage. They don't talk on anything that touches on morality or, you know, repentance, making a turn in your life. No, it's all feel good, laugh, clap, stomp your feet, clap your hands, and put your money in the tray, and I'll see you next week.
One of the things, thank you, Barbara, for that analysis. One of the things is we have to really focus on our children, and that's one of the reasons why Camp Constitution, which was mentioned earlier, is so important, because we're educating our children about the history of our country, the true history of our country. And if you get a chance, just Google Camp Constitution, Massachusetts. They're in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, teaching our children, because I think it's a worthwhile event. We were there last year. We enjoyed it. We appreciate it. So Google it, and if you're able to, maybe send your child to Camp Constitution, the whole family, because each generation must know American history, or we will come undone internally. Because as Trevor Loudon said, our external enemies know that they cannot defeat us, so they're going to do it internally. So each child must be aware. Each generation must know about American history. It is unique. It is unlike any other history in the world. We are blessed in this country, greatly blessed. You know, I'm a political animal when it comes to the presidential level. But as I am learning, we must also get to the local level. And the liberals have been doing this for a long time. And a lot of Americans are passive. They don't want to get involved. But by not getting involved, we are yielding our country to ungodly forces. So to the people who are listening to me, who you avoid politics, I don't want to be bothered. I just want to have fun. I want to work hard, take my kids to soccer practice. I understand that. That's understandable. But the liberals are counting on you not being involved. They're counting on you not being involved because then it can pass policies. Then they can do things like flood your communities with illegal immigrants, and you're not even paying attention. So what Americans really need to do is pay attention to what's really happening to this country. The ungodly don't want us to pay attention. They really, really don't. And we have to pay attention for the sake of this nation. So I'm just interviewing a few people who are here. Could you give us your name and what you're doing here today at the 603 Alliance?
Well, I'm Linda Lupola from Romney, New Hampshire, and I'm a volunteer.
All right. Thank you, Linda. Thank you so much. Just want to say hi, and beautiful people here in Nashua, thank you, on our radio program, Our Urban Story.
Great.
Thank you. Thank you. So we're just walking around talking to some interesting people here, but it is so important for the average American to get involved. Barbara, I'm just telling our audience that, you know, the average American is so busy raising the family or in taking the kids to soccer practice that they're not involved with the politics. And that's what the liberals want. They want us distracted so they can pass policies that negatively impact us, that are anti-Judeo-Christian values. How can we just tell people, inspire them to get involved?
Well, one thing, if you have children in the public school system, you're going to have to find time to go to the PTA meetings. You're going to have to make time. If you're concerned about what your child is being taught, you have to make time because that child is a priority. You know, you don't want people turning them against what the moral teachings that you're trying to instill in them. So that is a priority. Yes, you've got to work. You have to do this. But also remember, those children need guidance. And if you don't do it, someone else will. And where they guide your child, you may not want that. So you have to make time for that.
Now, Barbara, many, you did a show a few years ago. It still sticks in my mind. There are no empty vessels. So I want to tie it into what you just said. What do you mean by that, please?
Well, when I say there are no empty vessels, you're going to follow something. Something's going to fill you up. Something's going to grab your attention. It can be good or it can be not so good. And if it's not so good, that's terrible, because then your child will take to the street.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine.
So we are on the air. This is Our Urban Story. It is April 13th, 2019. We are in Nashua, New Hampshire. I think we had a disconnection. Sorry about that. We only have a few minutes left, but we're having a great time at the convention center here. Very important political event. We've been interviewing a lot of people. So just bear with us as we get back on the air and discuss the issues of the day. This is what our program is. It's about discussing the issues of the day. A lot of important speakers here today. Senator Ted Cruz is on videotape. He couldn't come to New Hampshire. He's very busy, obviously. So Senator Ted Cruz sent the videotape to New Hampshire. We're watching it now. We've been interviewing a lot of people, including Trevor Loudon, who is speaking about what's been happening with the churches and how the Marxists have infiltrated the churches. And he's right. I agree with him. You can see the influence of Marxism on the Pope. The Pope is more concerned, in my opinion, about climate change and being friends with Muslims and trying to merge Islam and Christianity, as opposed to being concerned about the slaughter of Christians in Nigeria and other parts of the world, but particularly in Africa, where Christians on a daily basis are being hunted and killed. So it's important for us to speak out, and I appreciate Trevor Loudon. Please check out his book and his movie that he has done, Enemies Within. We mentioned Bridget Gabriel, Act for America. She was born in a Muslim country, and she speaks about the greatness of America and the importance of Judeo-Christian values. And Barbara, give us your thoughts about Ilhan Omar and versus the Brigitte Gabriel, who speaks about the importance of Judeo-Christian values to protect this nation.
From what I understand, and I briefly looked at it, something that Il was saying that we shouldn't fear ISIS or Al-Qaeda and all that. Look at their history. Look at throughout the world how they've caused murder and mayhem. It is not a religion of peace. And people who are orthodox believers of Islam are not peaceful. And, you know, tell all of those families from 9/11 that this was just an act of peace. When they drove those buildings, those airplanes into the buildings in New York, and our Pentagon, and then the other one where that went down
in Pennsylvania.
You know, she is really a very dangerous person. She's a very irritating person, and she's a very ungrateful person. But that's because she's been ingrained. What's in her is the darkness of the ideology of Islam. That's what drives her. That's what controls her. And that's who she is. And unfortunately, we gave her, like I said before, an olive leaf, an olive branch, whatever you call it. And what we're getting back in return is hate, hate, and more hate.
I would even go so far as to say that Ilhan Omar, Representative Omar, is making it bad for Muslims who want to run in the future, because she's making me believe, and millions of others believe, that we cannot trust them with power. The Democrats took over the House in January, and what have they done for average Americans? What piece of legislation have they gotten passed to help the average American? All they have basically done is harass Americans. And Mr. Simpson, we're interviewing people for our radio program, Hour of Story. Do you want to tell us just about 30 seconds about your program, what you're doing here today?
Sure. Well, I'm a freelance journalist, and I write about a lot of different issues, mostly about how the left is taking over our country.
Yes.
I specify a lot, talk about a lot specifically about immigration and refugee resettlement. But I also talk about vote fraud. I talk about all the strategies that they employ. I talk about how it developed and who were the originators of the concepts and the strategies, going all the way back to Karl Marx. And so, yeah, that's what I do.
And how can people contact you to find out more information?
Well, they can go to my website, which is crisisnow.net. Or they could send an email to resettlementresister@gmail.com.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you very much. So it's been an interesting day here in Nashua in New Hampshire, interviewing a lot of people, seeing a lot of people, and we're going to be in Weymouth, Massachusetts next Saturday. So we're going to be on the road next Saturday doing the program on the phone and not in live in person, which makes it a little more difficult. And we appreciate that and we understand that. And we thank you for listening to us. We only have a few more minutes before we're going off the air. But there's so much going on in this country. We need to pray for our president, pray for our vice president, just pray for our nation. And I want us to always remember those who are persecuted around the world. You know, in the United States, we have a convenient Christianity because we can open our Bibles and no one's going to attack us. We can drive in our air-conditioned cars to church. Or people in Africa who have to walk to church, sometimes for miles, just to worship Jesus the Christ. And too often we take that for granted. There are people in Muslim-dominated countries where they're afraid to open their Bibles, but they love their Bibles because it gives them the word of the Holy God. And so we take that for granted. A lot of us have Bibles with dust on them. We just let them sit in our shelves, whereas other people, and even those in China and North Korea, they treasure their Bible because they know it is the holy word of God. The only true and living God, as far as I'm concerned, because the Bible has been tested and it has proven to be true. No other religious book that I know of has been tested as the Bible has been tested and has proven to be true. And if you want to discount Jesus, well, then you have to discount so many things. You have to discount the fact that Jerusalem existed, and we know it exists. It exists today. You have to discount that Pontius Pilate existed. You have to say that Herod didn't exist. You have to say Bethlehem didn't exist. So in order for other religions to accommodate and account for the fact that Jesus didn't exist, they distort who he is. So it's important for us to get Bibles in the hands of people who need them, and we should pray for those persecuted Christians and Jews around the world. Let us not be distracted that we don't educate our children and pray for those who are trying to learn more about the true and living God. I'm going to go back into the convention center. The noise will increase as I come back in. Going back to the signet, you know, the signing table where Barbara is signing her book. And we're just so grateful that we sold a number of her books, and we will be here all day today in Nashua, New Hampshire. And again, her book is Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations. And you can order this book from Amazon, all of the book outlets. You can Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com. Amazon has books at a discounted rate. Please order it today. And if you like the book, please write a positive comment on Amazon. That would help us tremendously. Next week we'll be in Weymouth, Massachusetts. We have some other dates coming up. We'll be in Queens on Monday, April 15th. It's coming Monday. If you want to meet Barbara out in Queens, and she'll have some books with her, she'll sign them for you, which makes the book very, very valuable with her autograph. So we're going to be closing in about 2 minutes. I just want to get Barbara's final thoughts before we close. I'm sorry.
Yes, well, once again, you know, we're happy that you're with us, and thank you for listening to us. And we're here up in New Hampshire having a wonderful time with patriotic people, people who love this country. And we're doing what we can to turn things around and make people more aware of what's actually going on, because we have too much to lose by just closing our eyes or pretending it's not happening. And right then, Ms. Diamond and I are black, and we want our black brothers and sisters to wake up. Wake up to what's been happening and how they've been how we've been manipulated for so many years. Wake up and realize that you're planted by the hand of God in a country where you can, you know, enjoy life. You have opportunities, and there's nothing stopping you but you.
Thank you, Barbara. Thank you so much. So we're going to be closing out the radio program. Thank you for listening. Sorry for the phone disconnecting. We thank our producer for working with us on this. It's kind of difficult with the noise, and my phone dropped. So I apologize for that. Well, we'll be back on the air next week, and we will see you hopefully in person as we travel around to help support the reelection of President Donald J. Trump. We've met a couple people here in New Hampshire who are going to help us on that end to work for Mr. Trump to ensure his reelection. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you for listening to Our Urban Story, and may God bless the United States of America. We'll see you next week. Thank you.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com.
Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue. Featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com.